Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga. And pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like. 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon on July 17, 2015. This class focused on using the breath to find spinal extension and release. For this class, you'll need your yoga mat, a block, and a blanket is optional. Yeah, so there's two different ways that in yoga that we'll tend to breathe. Some of the things that I will have you guys do is specific to that knowledge of what the psoas muscle does. And so what I just talked about, how, you know, like if we had our leg up in the air and then we were lowering our leg, we would breathe out as we lowered our leg. We would inhale as we bring the leg up. But then there's other things where, depending on what you're doing, if you are trying to breathe in, let's say, while you're twisting, yes, sometimes that makes it harder to twist. And so breathing out when you twist allows your spine to be able to move in space. But one of the kind of common rules for yoga is that for a lot of things, and we don't do this as much in this class since it's a gentle yoga class, but when you're doing things where you're getting higher in space, when your head is lifting, that's going to be more when you breathe in. And when you're doing an inversion, when your head is dropping down, that's when you're going to breathe out. So, like, if, for example, when we have our legs out in front, and if we were to breathe in when we're nice and tall, and then you breathe out when you come forward, okay? And that's why it's kind of counterintuitive, right? Because I could say, okay, well, your back actually relaxes on the breath out, so that might be when you want to lengthen. But in this situation, it helps something else, which is the forward fold, to breathe out, right? Go ahead and just put your legs out in front of you for a moment. And we're going to try it both ways so you can see. And you might be like, I think it's much better when you breathe in when you fold. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, this is, I was taught a certain lineage of yoga, and that was part of what I was taught. And if you're like, I don't know, this is weird, then it could just be weird for you. So take a breath in. And then breathe out and lean forward. And come back up. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe it out. Good. So now I want you to stay down where you are. Breathe in. And then come up. Breathe out. And now breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay. So depending on what you were doing in your body when you did your breath, you may have felt when you breathe out that it made the forward fold easier. You may have felt when you breathe in that it made the forward fold easier. Now, why might the forward fold feel easier when you were breathing in, even though that might not be what you think? What happens when you breathe in? What happens to your spine? Yeah, it comes up. It lengthens. So that's what's interesting about this and how you choose to breathe. I'll guide you through different ways, but if I'm not specifically guiding your breath, you get to play around with that, because when you breathe in, it lengthens your spine. So that means that if I'm doing something like a halfway lift, it's really great for me to lengthen my spine and then to use the length of the spine to fold. But I could also be just hanging out down here and inhale and lengthen my spine, right? Does that make sense, how you can use that breath in those ways? So there's breath work is such a fascinating thing and very interesting to kind of understand what all the different ways you can use your breath. But I hope that this kind of makes sense, some of the different ways that we might breathe and why we might breathe that way. Does it, Pauline, does it answer your questions or just confuse you more? Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and come on into child's pose. And so if you need to have a blanket underneath your knees or your ankles, you can go ahead and do so. Yeah, shut brain off. I talked to you for a little while. Now you can just, like, take everything that I said and blow it away with your breath. So in this particular pose, you have the opportunity to think of expanding your spine, letting it get longer, and then letting your exhale melt your hips and your heart down a little bit more. And you can kind of notice where is your breath moving the most easily in your body and where is it stuck. And another fun place to think of taking your breath is into your back body, to expanding behind your heart, along your spine, all the way into your low back and your kidney space. And then almost like on your exhale, like you have water that's nice warm water that's rushing down along your spine and dripping off of you, that your exhalations release any tension off of your back, off of your shoulders, off the backs of the hips. Good, and let's go ahead and take one last big breath in here. And breathe that out. And depending on where your arms are, go ahead and extend them out in front of you. Give them a nice stretch so the elbows get all the way straight for a moment. And then on your next inhale, coming up onto your hands and knees, and we'll start some of those cat-cow motions. So for cat-cow, you're rounding through your spine on your exhalation. So you can start that when you're ready. You breathe out when you round your spine. And then you breathe in when you're letting the belly drop down. So you're letting the belly open up to let the breath come in. And then exhale, you squeeze the belly in and that pushes all of the air out of the body. Inhale as you find your arch, open up, expand. Exhale as you round your spine. One more time, big inhale and exhalation. Bring your spine back to neutral. And then we're going to do some rib cage circles. So you want to imagine like you have a rod that's coming out of your head and out of your tailbone, and then your ribs are moving around that rod. So like you have this central point that you're going to move your ribs around. So go ahead and do 3 or 4 rib cage circles around that center point. And then once you've done 3 circles in that direction, do 3 circles in the other direction. Now how you breathe through this is kind of up to you and what feels good in the body. You could continue to breathe out when your ribs go towards the ceiling and breathe in when they go down. But since this is a circle, you can sort of see. So go ahead and switch and go the other direction again. Really focus on your breath this time. And then switch and go the other direction. Again, really focus on your breath. And then slowly bring yourself back to a neutral spine. And just take a moment to see if you can find what a neutral spine is. So that should be a little bit of curve in your low back, but not arching through your low back. A pretty strong, straight upper back. Your shoulders drawing down your back away from your ears so your neck is long. Your gaze is down. Just hold that for a moment. There should be a little bit of belly engagement. Low belly drawing in. Take another inhale. And exhale. Lower down to your forearms. And then you're going to turn your hands and touch your fingertips to your shoulders. Now this may already stretch your shoulders. If that's the case, you can just stay where you are and let your head drop. Or you're going to start to let your hips float back towards the back of your mat and give a little bit more opening. And again, you can let your head drop down. Take one more big breath in between the shoulder blades. See if you can let your heart melt down a little bit more. And then inhale, lift your head, come back forward so you're on your elbows. And then one at a time, take your forearms down to the ground. And then we'll just come into puppy dog pose. So you can either walk your elbows out and let your head drop. Or if you want to open up through your armpits, then extend your arms to straight in front of you. And then let your head drop. So you decide which feels best for you. You just need to let the upper body completely relax, or do you need to create some opening in those armpits and in the upper chest? Good. Taking your last big breath in. And breathing that out. On your next inhale, lifting up your head, we're going to come into Sphinx pose so you can take your elbows so that they're back at a parallel position to each other, and then just start to walk your knees back one by one until you have your thighs on the ground, your hips on the ground, and the lower part of your belly on the ground. And then you can just take a moment to wiggle out your hips. So while we're in Sphinx pose, we really want to have the low back relaxed here. So this is a belly opener, so you want to just let the belly drop down. And then to create some length out of the spine, if you push your hands down into your mat and then curl your fingers into the floor and then pull your heart forward a little bit by doing a little shimmy, it's almost like you want to shimmy your ribs out from your low back. Good. Take a big breath in. And then on your exhale, let your heart melt down, let your shoulders come up, and let your head drop down. Wiggle out your head a little bit. We're going to go back and forth between the arch position we were just in and the position we're in now. So on your inhale, you're going to push strongly down into your arms, pull a little bit forward from your fingers, and open up through your chest. On your exhale, you're going to let your heart melt down, your shoulders come up, your head drops. Inhale, push down through the arms, pull the heart forward. Exhale, let everything melt as the shoulders draw up. Shake out the head. Two more times. Inhale, push down, create length between the shoulders and the ears. and exhale, slowly melt it. Last time, inhale, press down. Low back stays relaxed. Wiggle it out. Claw your fingers into the floor. Pull your heart a little bit more forward. Exhale, melt yourself down.
And then sway yourself from side to side. As you're swaying from side to side, you're trying to articulate your shoulders in your back, really feeling your shoulder blades move around.
And if that's not something that you're used to really paying attention to, really take the time right now to see how your shoulders move around on your back, how the shoulder blades slip. And inviting them to slip more, inviting them to have their full range of motion.
Then slowly let that sway from side to side get a little bit smaller and smaller until you just have your heart melting down and your head melt down. Big breath in. Lift your gaze just a little bit so you're looking towards your fingers, and then turn your elbows out and your hands in. Let your head rest on top of your hands.
So if you were really working on moving the shoulders around, you might feel a little bit of burning in the shoulders, working all those little tiny muscles that stabilize the shoulders. So just letting yourself breathe into your shoulders and your upper back, into those upper back muscles. And your exhale is your opportunity to release. And we know how important the exhale is in releasing tension in the low back. But of course, when you complete your exhalation, you release tension everywhere in the body. And just allowing yourself to soften.
We're going to start working on some baby cobra poses. So when you're ready, let your head float off of your hands and then slide your hands by your rib cage. The elbows are pointing back towards the heels, and let your head rest on the floor. Now the primary action here is to work the upper back and to keep the tailbone tucked under. So you want to feel like you have length in your low back. So go ahead and tuck that tailbone under. Make sure your low back feels nice and long for yourself. And then on your inhale, start to lift up your heart by squeezing your upper back muscles. On your exhale, lower yourself back down. Do that once again. Inhale, nice and slow, little bit of a lift. And exhale, lower that back down. Now, before we do it a couple more times, I want you to notice what's going on in your low back. If you started to notice that your low back was wanting to join in the party, you're going to re-invite it to stay long and relaxed here. So tucking the tailbone under. So here we go. We're going to do it three more times. Draw your elbows back towards your heels. Inhale. Maybe it's just a little bit of lift because that's where your body does the correct action. Exhale to lower yourself back down. If you're doing okay with that, then maybe you can lift up a little bit more, but don't have the low back start to activate. Lower yourself back down. One more time. Inhale, elbows draw back, upper back works. Exhale, lower yourself back down. Good. Now just float your head off the floor so you can extend your right arm out to the side for a shoulder stretch. Push into your left arm, roll onto your right side, and then let your head relax. Opening up through your pec muscles, opening through the shoulder. And if you want to stretch your top arm, your left arm as well, you can take your next inhale and reach it up towards the ceiling, maybe wiggle out your wrist and your fingers a little bit. and then gently take it behind the back in a way that doesn't hurt your shoulder. Make sure you're not creating pain. To go even deeper into this shape, you can also turn this into a hip opener for your left leg. So if you think of slightly tucking your left sit bone under and then maybe reaching your left foot a little bit further behind you, that'll start to open up through your quad, through your hip. Big breath in. Breathing it out. To bring yourself out, if you have your hand behind your back, slowly straighten your arm and reach it back up towards the ceiling. Wiggle out your wrist again. Then take your hand down to the floor by your face. Lift your head, start to slide your left arm out to the side and use that to slowly roll yourself back onto your belly. Switching to your second side, draw your right arm underneath your shoulder. Reach the left arm out, rolling onto your left side and letting your head relax. Make sure that your left shoulder feels comfortable and has a gentle stretch. And then maybe reaching your right arm up towards the ceiling, give it a stretch, wiggle out your wrist and your hand a couple of times. And then you can slowly take your hand behind your back, maybe let it rest. If you're going deeper, adding in the hip opener here, start to tuck your sit bones under a little bit. That may be enough to start to feel that stretch. And if it's not, you can always reach your right foot a little bit further back behind you, keeping the tailbone tucked under to open up through the quad and the hip. Find your breath here. Now you know that your inhale can create length through your spine. So when you're in this position, how can you let yourself lengthen? And then your exhale can maybe tuck the tailbone under more or create more of a twist through the body or maybe just a relaxation, a release. One more breath in. Breathing that out. If you have your arm behind your back, slowly straighten it and reach it up towards the ceiling. Wiggle out your wrist again. Taking your hand to the floor, lift your head. Start to look forward as you slide your right arm out to the side and then bend your elbows. Maybe forearm to forearm this time. A little bit higher with the head. Let your forehead rest on your arms. Wiggle out your low back. Big breath in. Breathing that out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Inhale, let your spine grow long, expand through the body. Exhale to let yourself melt into the floor. Two more breaths where you are. Coming into seal pose next. So before lifting your head, go ahead and just walk your feet out so they're a little bit wider. So scooching them out. And then lift your head. Take your hands by your face and you can let your head drop back down for a second. And just make sure your spine feels like it's nice and straight. Then on your next inhale, start to push into your hands. This is to open up the belly. So start to push into your hands until you feel a stretch in your belly. Now, if at any point in time it feels like too much compression in the low back, you can always lower yourself down a little bit, walk your hands a little bit further forward. And if you're not feeling enough of a stretch, then one hand at a time, you just start to walk your hands towards your pelvis. Find a little bit of lift through your chest. Take an inhale, maybe open up through your throat. And then exhale, melt yourself all the way back down. We're going to come into child's pose next, sliding your hands underneath your shoulders, can bring your knees in a little bit closer. Inhale, strong arms. Push down into the floor to lift up. And then slowly release your spine back over your legs. Let your head melt down. You can do a little shimmy from side to side with the hips as you release from all of that amazing work you have done in your back. Nice big inhalation and exhalation. Taking one last inhale here, letting that go. On your next breath in, come up onto your hands and your knees. We will be putting weight on one knee at a time, so if you need to have support underneath your knees again, go ahead and take your blanket or roll up your mat a little bit if you just want to use the mat for support. And now we're going to work the leg to squeeze the belly in. So you want to have your hands a little bit slightly in front of the shoulders instead of just right underneath, so there's not as much compression on the wrists. Palms nice and flat, elbows are straight. Pour your weight into your left knee and then inhale, extend your right leg back behind you. Take another breath in. On your exhale, you're going to draw your knee in towards your chest and round through your spine. On your inhalation, you're going to come back to a neutral spine and extend through your toes. Exhale, squeeze your knee in towards your chest and round. One more time. Inhale, extend. Crown of head reaches forward, toes reach back. Exhale, squeeze and hold for 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, extend the leg back behind you. Going into a hip stretch, flex your foot. Swing your leg off to the left. So it's outside of your mat. The toes are curled under. Then lower down to your elbows. Let your hips relax. Let your belly relax. Let your head drop down. Your head can relax on the floor if you'd like, or it can just stay hanging, whichever feels best for your neck. Letting yourself release. Now, most of the body is softening here. You have the bone stacking of your hip over your left knee. And then the only place that really needs to have some activation is you reaching your right heel diagonally back. Good. So you want to feel a little bit of extension through that leg, the heel reaching back. And then wiggle out your arms a little bit. Wiggle out your shoulders. Wiggle out your head. How can you let the rest of your body soften so you're really stretching those attachments on the outsides of the hips, all of those hip stabilizers. Take your last inhale and exhale here. Make it really big breath in, really slow release out. And then slowly start to lift your head, walk your elbows back into a supported position for you. And then you can just draw your right knee in. And then we're going to go up into dolphin pose. So two options with your arms, either turning the hands in a little bit or keeping them parallel. Curl your toes under, your head floats off of the ground, and then lift your knees away from the floor and stretch through the backs of your legs. Then start pulsing out your legs. Bend one knee as you straighten the other heel towards the floor and switch back and forth until you've done it 3 times on each side. Once you've done it 3 times on each side, gently let your knees float back down and come back up onto your hands. And then you can adjust if you need to. If you need to adjust your mat, adjust your blanket. We're going to do our second side. Palms nice and flat once again, and they're a little bit in front of the shoulders here. Pour your weight into your right knee.
And then extend your left leg back behind you, and you're just trying to get the legs straight. So crown of head reaching forward, foot reaching back. Take an inhale. On your exhale, squeeze your knee into your nose, nose to knee, and round your spine. Inhale, extend the leg. Exhale, squeeze it in, all the air out of the belly. One more time, find that spinal extension, crown of head reaching forward. Exhale, squeeze, and you're going to hold for 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, extend the leg back out, flex your foot, sweep the leg off to the right, toes touching the floor, and then lower yourself down onto your forearms. Take your time, letting your upper body relax. You could do a little sway from side to side. Starting to let your body melt off of the outside of that right hip. Really giving it a nice deep stretch. Breathing. Letting those exhales melt you a little bit more. Again, noticing that stack of your hip over your knee. And then feeling a little bit of extension of your left heel reaching diagonally back. Then everything else melts. The belly melts. The left hip melts. The chest melts, the shoulders, maybe you give them a little wiggle. One more inhale. And exhalation. Coming out, start to lift your head and walk your elbows back underneath your shoulders. And then release your knee back down to the ground. We're going to come back into our dolphin pose. So set up your hands how they're going to feel comfortable for you. Take an inhale. Curl your toes under. On your exhale, tuck your chin to your chest, press your hips up. Take a breath in, and then exhale, melt your heels down towards the floor. Inhale, lift both heels, and exhale, melt both heels. One more time, inhale, and exhale. Knees back down to the ground. Come up onto your hands. Take your weight a little bit back towards your hips with the toes still curled under. And how far you go back is up to you. It depends on how it feels for your knees. Just giving yourself a little stretch. Inhale, come forward a little bit. And exhale, stretch it back a little bit. For some of you, you may feel this more in the feet. For others, you may feel it more in your thighs. One more time, stretching that back. Good. And then inhale, release the tops of the feet. Kind of tap them on the floor a little bit. Let them soften. I like that sound. And then take your hands to your hips. And you're going to come all the way up. And you can adjust your knees so that they feel comfortable for you. Working on some more back bends here. So now, with our breath, it's going to be a little bit different how we work the breath with the back bend. So for versions of camel pose, you want to have your exhalation be when you tuck your hips under, and you want your inhalation to be when you lift your chest up. Okay, so the reason I want you to know that that's specifically what it is because the actual part where you're back bending more is when you exhale, which when we were doing our cat-cow, right, your inhale was your arch, okay? So the same way that I talked about extension is your inhale, that's what it is here. So you're getting longer through your spine on your inhale, exhale, you're tucking under. Inhale, you get longer. Exhale, you tuck under. Okay. And then to support the back, just to make sure that the back is feeling really good, you're going to have your hands on seat pockets here so that you support the low back. Elbows are trying to squeeze in. So first, take a breath in. Lift your chest a little bit. And then just a little bit of tuck of the tailbone under. And then take another inhale. Get the chest a little higher. And then exhale, tuck the tailbone under a little bit more. Inhale, lift the chest even more. Exhale, press the hips a little bit further forward, keeping the low back long. Inhale, get taller. Exhale, press the hips forward even a little bit more. And then inhale, bring yourself all the way back up. Rest yourself down. Relax your arms. Release your head. One more big breath in. Breathe that out and allow yourself to release. And then you're going to come back up so you can just gently take your hands by your knees to lift your heart up and then come back up on top of your shins and your knees. Now, the most important piece of doing back bends is to make sure that you keep your low back long. Because the low back does have so much mobility in it, it's very easy for it to just compress, yes? So you're going to be very mindful of that. If you start to feel any twinge in your back, you know that you've gone a little bit too deep for what your belly strength can control, okay? So we're going to do it again. Hands on the seat pockets. Take a breath in. And lift through your heart. You can even think of drawing your belly in a little bit this time. Exhale, press the hips a little bit forward. Keep the belly drawing in. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, tuck the tailbone under. Press the hips forward. Inhale, lift your heart. Exhale, tailbone tucks. Press the hips forward. One more time, lift a little bit more. Exhale, you can go deeper into your back bend as long as your low back doesn't hurt. And then inhale, come all the way out of it. Exhale, melt yourself down again. Head to the ground, arms relaxing. You can wiggle out your fingers, wiggle out your wrists. Inhale. And exhale. Take one more inhale where you are. Completely let that go. When you're ready, bring in your hands to your knees. Lift your heart. We're going to come up one more time. I'm going to give you another hand variation that you can try. If it turns out that you don't like that variation, you don't have to do it. It will be a little bit deeper of a stretch for the hands. So your next option with your hands is instead of having your fingers pointing down, you can also have your fingers pointing up. Okay. So that's a pretty big stretch for the forearms. But what this action does is help you think of drawing your ribs out of your low back. So if that's something you want to try, you can, and we'll do it three times like we just did. The other thing, if you're keeping your hands on your tush, when we do back bends, you don't want to be gripping your upper glute muscles. So if you have your fingers on your tush, then you can notice, oh, do I squeeze my butt a lot? There's a difference between tucking the tailbone under and squeezing all the muscles in the upper butt. So you can kind of play around with that. So do you decide which hand variation you're doing? Either trying to pull the ribs out or focusing on keeping the upper tush muscles relaxed. So take a breath in. Lengthen out. And then exhale, tuck. And inhale, lengthen. Exhale, tuck. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, tuck. And press the hips more forward. Inhale, come all the way out. And relax it down again. You can take your hands wherever they feel comfortable for you. Wiggling out your fingers if you need to. Big breath in, breathing it out, another inhale, and exhalation. Good. On your next inhale, take your hands forward to the front of your mat, come up onto your hands and your knees. If you had your yoga mat rolled under, you can go ahead and bring it back to center. And if you had a blanket underneath your knees, you can go ahead and move that out of the way. We're going to go into some half pigeon poses. So a couple of options. If you are having your hips on the ground, you're just going to take your right knee forward and sit on your right hip, and then you can bend your left knee. If that's too intense for your hips, you can always use a blanket or a block. to put underneath your right hip to make it a little bit higher. And that makes it a little bit easier to sit upright if the inside of the left thigh is pretty tight. So you can go ahead and set yourself up how you would like for that. And then we're going to start with some shoulder shrugs with the right arm. So you're going to extend your right hand out to the side so that all of your weight is in your right hip and in your right hand. Make sure your right palm is nice and flat. Then on your inhale, lengthen your spine. On your exhale, let your ribs melt down and let your shoulder come up. So inhale, you press the shoulder down, the spine gets long. Exhale, you melt that back down. You're keeping your right elbow straight the entire time. Inhale, you get nice and tall. And exhale, the shoulder melts, the ribs stretch. One more time. Inhale, nice and tall. And exhale, stretch it down. And now a little neck stretch. Let your ear rest on top of your shoulder or towards your shoulder, opening up between your left shoulder and your left ear. Holding, big breath in. Breathe this out. If you want to make this open up through your left hip a little bit more while you're holding, relaxing your neck, you can tuck your left sit bone under. One last inhale. And exhale. On your inhale, you're going to find that power and extension again. Draw the shoulder down, lift the head up, and then press onto the fingertips. And then we're going to do a little bit of a forward fold. I'll show from the side here. So you're just walking your hands forward until you start to feel some stretch through the front of that right leg. Now there's lots of options for the leg. The shin can be parallel to the floor. The heel can be tucked in a little bit. You can be leaning forward a lot. You can lean forward a little bit. So you decide. You're just working through the outside of that right hip, and everyone holds tension in a slightly different position, so you can see where that spot is for you. And then three breaths. When you're ready to come up, use your hands to help start to lift your chest. Coming up so you're balanced on that right hip. And then we're going to work a little bit with the left leg. So I'm going to show you a couple of different options. One option is just to simply start to move the leg a little bit further behind you, which will open up through the hip. The other option, if that doesn't feel good for you, is to have the knee a little bit more forward, but to bend the ankle and see if you can grab onto your foot to stretch. So you can see which one feels better for you. And then we're going to take a forward fold again. So either leg is back behind, you're doing a little bit of a forward fold, or holding on to the leg and a little bit of a forward fold. If you end up feeling this way too much in your front leg, the more you have your heel underneath your pelvis, the less you will feel in the front leg and the more you'll be working your back leg. So that's also another adjustment that you can make. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last inhale here. Really see if you can let yourself melt a little bit or pull your foot a little bit closer to your heel. And then slowly bringing yourself back up, releasing your hand from your leg if that's the case. If you have a block or blanket underneath your right hip, go ahead and rock onto your hands and move that block out from underneath you. Then rock all the way onto your right hip and swing your left leg around in front. Good. We're going to do a twisted fold on this side. So you're going to take your left hand so that it's out to the side and then about a foot behind. Then inhale, take your right arm up. On your exhalation, you're going to let your spine twist through your upper back and then round the spine down until you can touch your right fingertips to the floor. From here, you're going to let your left leg rest against your right hand. Good. And your fingertips of your right hand are just touching. If it's hard to get them to touch the floor, slide your left leg a little bit further away so you have space to reach. Letting your head drop down. Wiggling out your shoulders a little bit. Your breath in is finding expansion between the shoulder blades. Your breath out is to let yourself round a little more. We're going to add in a little neck stretch to this. So take an inhale. On your exhale, start to roll your left ear towards your left shoulder till you start to feel a little bit of opening through the right side of your neck. And that movement doesn't have to be very much to start to get that stretch. Take one more breath in the next stretch. And then on your exhale, let your chin drop back down. Let the head come back to its neutral, dropped position. Then your next inhale, start to puff up your chest to find extension through your spine. Get really nice and tall. Slide your right hand to your knee. And stay in your twist a little bit towards the blue wall, but now you're super tall. On your exhale, let your spine twist a little bit more. You can reach your left fingertips back behind you. Good. Do that two more times. Inhale, you think of extending tall. Exhale, a little bit of a twist. You can reach your fingertips back behind you a little more. One last breath in. Breathe it out. Maybe you twist just a little bit more. And then slowly unwind until you're facing forward. You can let both hands rest on your knee. Just interlace your hands so you have a little bit of support of your arms. Close your eyes while your body feels the effect of unwinding all of that twisting. Empty the air out of the lungs on your exhale. On your next inhalation, you can open your eyes. You're going to release your right hand from your knee and you can just rest it on the floor next to you. Left elbow comes on the inside of the knee and then you're going to flex your left foot. Take your hand to the outside pinky edge of your foot. So your forearm goes across your shin. Then from here, you're going to draw your ribs back away from your leg so you have some resistance. You should start to feel a pull through your arm and keep taking your ribs back until your foot floats off of the floor. Good. So now you're just holding it there, and if you need to adjust your fingers, you want to keep trying to push your foot into your hand and take your ribs back away from your foot at the same time. Drop your chin towards your chest. Big breath in, breathing it out. The goal of this is to open up around the shoulder, the neck. So take an inhale. You can look back up for a moment and then float your knee, or excuse me, your heel across your body towards your right knee. Then you're going to start to drop the heel down a little bit, take your ribs back even more, and hopefully you should start to be feeling a stretch right around in that shoulder blade area. You can drop your head down. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. See if you can take your ribs back a little bit more for 3, 2, and 1. Inhale, slowly start to lift your chest up. Let your leg float back to its original position. And then lower your heel down. Good. Release your hand. You can wiggle it out a little bit because it had to hold pretty strongly. And then extend your left leg all the way out to straight and wiggle the leg in the hip socket. Point your toe. We're going to do a forward fold. So for forward folds, we want to make sure we find extension first so you can take your fingertips back behind you. Lengthen out through your spine. And then on your exhale, you're letting yourself come a little bit forward. Take another inhale, make the spine longer, and then exhale, leaning it a little bit more forward, and inhale, get longer through the spine, and now if you want to transition your hands to in front of the hips, you can. Each inhale, you get long, and then exhale, you melt. Again, inhale, get long, exhale, and melt. One last time, inhale, see how much longer you can get, and then completely let yourself melt down. You can keep your legs straight, or if you need to soften your knee a little bit, you can. See how much you can let your upper body relax. Big breath in, breathing that out. Another inhale. And exhalation. Use the power of your arms to help yourself up. Your inhale starts to float the chest. Get nice and tall through the spine. You can take your fingertips back behind you again to help lift the chest. Wiggle out your left leg. Shake it in the hip socket. Good. We're going to do this whole sequence that we just did on the other side. Does everyone remember it? So we're going to start with our half pigeon. So your half pigeon with your left leg forward this time. So you can have your block underneath you if you'd like. If you have a block that you're using, you're going to put the block underneath your left hip now. Bending your left leg, taking your right leg back behind you. And just giving yourself the opportunity to get set up in this pose in a way that feels comfortable for you. One thing that I didn't mention, on your mat, if you feel like having the outside edge of your knee on the hard floor is uncomfortable, you're always welcome to just move your hips over so that your knee is on your mat if you need that little bit of extra support to make it not feel uncomfortable for you. So now we're going to start to work on our shoulder and spine extension. So your left arm goes out to the side. Palm is nice and flat. Fingers spread wide. Keeping the elbow straight. On your inhale, you're getting long through your spine. On your exhale, you're letting your left shoulder come up towards your ear and letting your left ribs drop down towards the floor. Elbow stays straight. Inhale, shoulder presses down. Spine lengthens. Exhale, shoulder comes up, ribs drop down. Once again, inhale up and exhale down. Final time, make sure to keep the elbow straight. Inhale and exhale. The elbow stays straight. You let the shoulder come up as much as it'll go. The ribs drop down as much as they will go. And then letting your left ear relax onto your shoulder. Opening up through the right side of your neck. Your right hand is just wherever it feels comfortable for you. It can rest on your left leg. It can rest on your right thigh. You can close your eyes and breathe. Yeah. If you want to make this a little bit of a hip opener, you're welcome to tuck your tailbone under on your right side. Get a little bit of a stretch there. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. We're going to find the spinal extension again. Inhale, push the shoulder down, the head up, and then rock off of your hand, pressing through your fingertips, and then bring your weight back onto your left hip. And now we're taking a forward fold here, releasing it over the front leg. So we're working on the front hip now, so you can adjust your leg so that you feel a stretch. The more you have your shin a little bit forward, probably the deeper you're going to feel the stretch, so you can decide where you want that shin. You can be on your fingertips, you can be on your hands, you can lower down quite a bit, all the way to the forearms if that feels good. You decide what you need. Making sure that you allow yourself to relax your left hand a little bit, since it had to do that work of holding you previously. Final breath in and out. And then when you're ready, next inhale, find some power in your arms. Start to walk yourself back up. And now we're going to work with the back leg a little bit more. So you can draw your heel in, left heel in closer to the pelvis. And then either work on straightening your right leg out, which will open up through the hip. And then you can rock a little bit onto that hip and maybe just hold. Or you could still have the knee bent, flex through the knee even more, reach back and grab your ankle, and then do a little lean that way. So you decide which one you want to do, and you can try out one and see, okay, I like that, or, oh, I'd like to try the other one. And once you've found the one that you want to do, then take three breaths to melt into that shape, whatever that shape is for you. Once you've finished those three breaths, you can start to bring yourself back up. You can release your hand from your leg. If you have a block underneath your hip, go ahead and take your hands underneath you and lift your hips a little bit so you can move the block out of the way, rock onto your left hip, and then take your right leg in front of you. And we're going to do that twisted fold on this side now. So your right hand is going to go out to the side and then diagonally back. You are going to rock your way into that right hand and right hip. Inhale, left arm up. And then exhale, twisting it down, letting your head drop down. You want to try to make sure that your left fingertips are touching the floor. And then allow your right knee to bump up against the outside of your left arm so that it acts as a little kickstand so that leg can relax as well. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Really puff up in between your shoulder blades with your inhale. Letting yourself completely release. adding in a little bit of a neck stretch on your next inhale. Start to take your right ear towards your right shoulder until you start to feel an opening through your left shoulder. And you may not have to go very far to get that stretch. One more breath in. Breathing that out. Let your chin drop back down towards your chest. And then on your next inhale, start to use your back muscles to lift yourself all the way up until you slide your left hand so it's holding onto your knee. And you can adjust your leg as you need to. So now we're going to work on a straight spine twist for 3 breaths. First inhale, get tall through the spine. On your exhale, start to twist, and you can walk your right fingertips further behind you. Inhale, get longer. Exhale, twist, and maybe walk those fingertips a little bit further back. One more inhale, get nice and tall. Exhale, twist a little bit more. And then inhale, slowly unwind your twist until you're facing back at center. Interlace your hands. You can hold your hands onto your knee. Let your elbows relax. You can take a little bit of a lean back if you feel like your arms are secure and holding you. Close your eyes and breathe. Gently open your eyes. Remove your left hand from your knee. You can just take it off to the side. And then right elbow goes on the inside of the knee. Flex your foot, grabbing onto the outside pinky edge of the foot. Get a really nice grip. Take your ribs back away from your foot so you're already feeling a stretch before you even lift the leg up. And then inhale, start to lift the leg. Exhale, press the ribs back. Push the foot forward, drop the head down. Another breath in. Breathe it out, ribs back, ribs back. Keep taking the ribs back to really open it up. And then inhale, you can look up a little bit, relax, adjust your hand if you need to. Start to take your heel diagonally across the body towards your knee. Then round through your spine again, drop your head down. Breathe. The more you take your ribs back and push your foot into the hand, the deeper the stretch is going to be between the shoulder blade and the spine. Make sure the head stays relaxed. One more inhale. And exhalation, starting to relax a little bit as you lift the chest. Float the leg back to its original position. Slowly lower it down with control. Heel touches. Release your hand. Wiggle it out. And then extend your left leg in front of you. And now we're going to take our forward folds again. Toe is pointed. Fingertips behind. Breathe in. And then exhale. A little bit of a lean. Again, inhale, lengthen the spine long, and exhale, a little bit of a lean. You're trying to keep your chest up for as long as possible. That's front of the chest. Inhale, you get long, spine extends. Exhale, you start to lean. Now, if you want to take your hands in front of your hips, you can. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, stretch it down. Again, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, stretch. One more time. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, stretch it down. You can let yourself melt as much as you'd like. If you need to soften your knee to feel comfortable, please do so. 3 breaths. Another inhale and exhalation. Final breath in.
See if you can get your body to melt a little bit more. Wiggle it out if you need to. And then using your hands and your next breath in to slowly bring yourself all the way back up. You can take your hands back behind you and just wiggle through the leg a little bit. Let it release. Good. And then both knees bend. We'll do some arch and hollow through the spine. Hands holding onto your knees. On your inhale, lift your heart. Look up. On your exhale, round through your spine, stretch your ribs back. Inhale, lift up. And exhale, lower. One more time, inhale. And exhalation. Good. Go ahead and bring yourself back to center. We're going to do a little bit of an upper back bend, so you're going to use your block for this. We've done this one. We've been doing this one regularly now. So you're just placing the block so that it's in the upper back. And we don't want to have it in the lower back. So just make sure when you lower yourself down that it's high enough up that it's not pressing into your low back. You lower yourself down onto your elbows. Slowly let your back rest on the block. And then let your neck open by letting your head drop back. If you need extra support underneath your head, raise your hand and I will bring it to you. I've talked about this pose before, but anytime that you're opening the chest like this, it is so healthy for your thoracic spine and your cardiovascular system. So you're really releasing the tension between the ribs right now. You're creating space to make it easier for the body to breathe. And then you can also turn this into a shoulder stretch for yourself by where you place your hands. If you want to move your arms around, you can. If you want to reach your arms up overhead, you can. Just kind of play around with what's feeling good, what's opening up, what's releasing. And taking one last inhale where you are. Exhaling to let that go. And then to come out of this pose, you want to take one hand behind your head and tuck your chin in towards your chest. And then roll towards your free arm, so the arm that's not holding your head, so that you roll onto your side to come off of the block. Good. And then just let yourself relax there for a moment. Once you're off of the block, so your spine can settle from that opening through the chest. And now you have the next moment to do anything else that you need to do in your body. So if you're ready to come into Shavasana, you can just simply move the block out from underneath you or on the side of your mat. If you need to do another pose, a forward fold, a happy baby pose, spinal twists, lots of options. So you're just going to take the next minute or so to explore what your body needs.
working on your final movements, final motions to support yourself. And then you have the next 3 minutes to completely allow your body to relax, to release. You need to cover yourself up with your towel or your blanket, you can. If you need to use any props to make yourself comfortable, feel free to do so. Invite your awareness into how slowly you can inhale and exhale. How evenly you can allow the breath to fill the body. How softly you can let it release from the body. And then do any last little bit of wiggling that you need to. And then I'm going to ask you to not move at all for the next minute, except for breathing. So this might be the most difficult part of your practice today, is to get out any last little wiggles. And then now to be the witness of your body. So any sensations that arise in the body, you simply notice them. And it's like a cloud floating up in the sky. Maybe you see a shape, you notice it, and then you move on, you let it go. About 30 seconds left to go in just seeing the stillness, witnessing whatever you need to witness, and letting it melt away. Start to invite motion back into your body now. Let your breath get bigger. Let your fingers and toes wiggle if they need to. Starting to use your inhales as the support for drawing in the energy that you need for the rest of your day. Ready, with your eyes still softly closed, start to soften your knees and eventually roll yourself off onto your right side. yourself rest on your right side for another few breaths. As gently as you possibly can, use your top arm, your left arm, to slowly start to lift your chest up and bring yourself to a comfortable seated position. And if you can do that with your eyes closed the whole way, that's wonderful. Letting your hands relax. Whatever position feels really great for them. Letting yourself find this moment where you return to the same position that maybe you started with or something similar. Taking this moment to honor the amazing work you have done in your body today. The attention to the details of your body. The attention to your breath. Give yourself one last big full inhalation and let it go. Thank you for joining me. Namaste.